Pete here with you this morning, filling in for Gemma, who's away for the next couple of days. It's Hunter Valley today, and now's time to catch up with our local state member in Dave Lazelle. G'day, Dave. Long time no chat.
Absolutely, Pete, and it's good to hear you on the airwaves talking news again.
Yeah, it's one of my... Look, I don't always like to take things serious, but occasionally we've got to do that as adults, haven't we?
Absolutely, Pete. It's nice to have you here.
All right. Look, Community Service Awards. Mate, these are pretty important to, respect those and show the appreciation of those who help the community.
Absolutely, Pete. I can't tell you how important they are because, you know, so many people in our community work really hard and quite often aren't noticed by the rest of the community except the committee themselves. So I guess my appeal is to everyone, you know, find someone within your committee who really works hard for the community and is a volunteer. And this is all. This award is the New South Wales Government Community Service Award. So look, you can't get the prize if we don't know about what these people are doing. And they're the exact people we're trying to target, is these sort of, people who aren't recognised for that work. So if people could just let me know about their committee and who on their committee they want to nominate, and just send me an email to my email address at upperhunter@parliament.newsouthwales.gov.au. Look, that's all they have to do, and I'll contact you and have a bit of a chat. So, look, if people can let me know who these people are, then I'll get them in the system there to get an award out to them.
And let's face it, these are usually people who just like to go out and do their business around the community and helping and aren't after the accolades, but sometimes it is good to recognise them. Now, look, HSC is coming up. We know that all kids are back at school now. Hip, hip, hooray, no more homeschooling. But with HSC students here in the Upper Hunter, there's some areas they can go to if they need some help.
That's right. Look, you know, it's been a bit of a tough year for the HSC students, and, you know, we've heard a lot about that. And, you know, the latter part of this year, just in that preparation for their HSC, you know, it's been really disrupted. So we're making sure that there's a good program there that people can apply to for special consideration. And, you know, I really sort of want to highlight this, that particularly those in Musselbrook who's, you know, the last month was really disrupted with that additional lockdown, you know. So those students, don't be shy about asking for help, you know. This is the time to really go for it, get as many marks as you can. And, you know, it has been a bit of a tough time. So I'm really appealing to those students out there, apply for special consideration and make sure you get the best mark you possibly can.
Exactly right. Now, yesterday afternoon, Dave, you were out and about. You went out to Cayuga and had an announcement about their new fire shed, of course, which was first announced throughout the by-election.
Well, that's right. So it really is a special project for me because I've now travelled along this journey with them. And of course, $650,000 for a new FS brigade station is really a great result. And so we're going out there today to unveil the plan for that. And that's just another milestone we're achieving for Rural Fire Service. So
beautiful.
It's great.
Also, they're not the only ones getting a new fire station, of course. Fire Rescue 392 in Musselbrook. Finally, the plans are unveiled.
That's right. So in Musselbrook here, we've got the Fire and Rescue Station, and we're going to have a look at the new plans there, and that sits down there next to the hardware. And look, that will be a great asset for the community and will really help out by upgrading those accommodation facilities for the fire and rescue team. So basically any fires that happen in, you know, in a sort of township area, that team is ready to go. And of course, along with that, we've got great news that they're actually going to get a brand new bushfire tanker. So the $300,000 tanker will actually give them the tools they need to fight the fire. So,
beautiful.
You know, it's a great result for the fireys all around.
It is, and yeah, it's good to know that our emergency services are being looked after. Well, Dave Lazelle, thank you very much for joining us on Hunter Valley today.
No, great to speak to you, Pete, and good to have you back in the news for a change.
Well, thank you very much, mate. All right, there's Dave Lazell, our state member here in the Upper Hunter. More of Hunter Valley Today on the way.